This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour. These are the first 6 seconds of the DJV experience. Count them. 7, 8, 9. DJV show. Jennifer Horn with Victoria Keelan, with Kara Schillen, with Doug Steffen. Yes. Seconds. Tick tock, tick tock. Have you thought about the first 6 seconds of your day? You know, I say that. And I'm not being facetious because of the way the world is changing. I think it wasn't that long ago, Jennifer and Victoria, that I said something on the air. We were talking about music and how it can grab you. And if you don't hear something, I remember as a disc jockey, if we weren't into it in the first 14, 15, 16 seconds, it wasn't going to be a song that was you got to hit people with that intro in 14, 15 seconds or they go away and it's not a hit. And that works a lot in television. I think it does in movies. I know it does on the radio. It used to be that we were told if you can get the audience in the first 40 to 50 seconds, you're all set. Well, now that has been down, dumbed down, played down, whatever it is. Research at a millennial buyer's marketplace released yesterday says if you don't get them in 6 seconds, you don't get them at all. How much shorter can the attention span be? I mean, think about it for a second. To communicate what we have to in 6 seconds? So in what way can you communicate a message in 6 seconds? Think about it for a moment. I missed you. That's 6 seconds. Okay, that's all right. Will you help me? That's 6 seconds. I'm just thinking of what we can say that has meaning in 6 seconds. I didn't think it was possible, then I started thinking about it. I'm concerned about you. I love you. Right? Think about that. I'm sorry. Well, I had a good time last night. What are you going to do today? You're fired. I don't know. I mean,
that gets your attention.
Yeah. But think about it in those terms, what it is that you say or you think, and can it be done in 6 seconds? Yeah, the answer is yes. Is it pleasant? Well, maybe it doesn't all have to be about being pleasant. It can be just effective communication. I am often accused of saying things when there's nothing to be said. Okay, Jennifer, you can take over this conversation. Now I've said what I had to say.
Well, I don't know what you want me to do. I mean, I think with millennials,
I want you in 6 seconds to say something.
I think with millennials, I mean, I'll comment. I think with millennials that they do want stuff that's short and concise. I mean, we're talking to the generation that was brought up on Twitter, and everything that's written is done in 150 characters. So I think that is, yeah, you have to catch them with something meaningful. As far as the song goes, you brought up songs and having to catch attention. I'd be curious to know, as a former music DJ, as a big disc jockey, If it's more important to have a catchy intro to a song or a catchy chorus, because I've always thought it's better to have a better chorus than it is to have a better.
It's better to have a better chorus, but you got to get them there. And without an introduction, you can go through any number of songs. And I think that's a great point, actually, because we spend 4 or 5, 6 minutes every hour focused on music, some of it from today, some of it from more recent years, some of it from the moldy, oldie, goody, goldie, rusty, rack of wrinkle records that I have. That we can find, but it depends. I was watching, here's the answer to the question, and Kara, humor me by finding Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel by Tavares. PBS specials that T.J. Lubinsky has been putting together for a long time, my music, the music of the 50s, music of the 60s, music of the 70s. So, But go back to the very beginning of it. Although there are two versions of this song. There's one. Yeah, this is it. Okay. So listen to this intro for this song. This is a group from New Bedford, Massachusetts. The Tavares family. And Heaven Must Be... But doesn't it grab you? Doesn't that intro grab you and want you... Don't you want to listen to more of the song and hear what the lyrics are about by listening to that? Don't you? Yes or no?
I mean, I think it's very catchy, yeah.
Yeah, right. So that's an example of how you're brought into it. And then the lyric line, which Kara will play a little bit for you and demonstrate further what Jennifer was just saying. Is it the intro or the chorus? Listen. Heaven must be missing an angel. Missing one angel child. You're here with me. Are you into it now?
I like the song, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a great... Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that generally the intro is good, and then the hook is what, like, brings you in and keeps you there.
Yeah.
Because if it has a great intro, and then the rest of the song doesn't really go anywhere, then I probably won't listen to the whole thing. So it's like it's a combo of the two.
But isn't
called a hook?
Yep.
It is. That's what it's called. It's a hook. And so from my perspective, this song is always, for whatever the reason, there's a connection. And the song, whenever I could listen to the song over and over and over again. But I won't. I want to listen to that intro. I want to listen to the lyric line. But there's a rainbow over my shoulder.
Question, what's going on?
I'm just
I always wait for Jennifer to do that.
Yeah. Well, it's a bad story.
Thanks a lot for throwing me into the bus, ladies. No. You're just our bus driver. That's all.
No, I just I think it makes the point. It makes the point of the first 6 seconds or 15 or whatever it is that takes you to get into a conversation, television show, a record, song, whatever it is.
Does this particular song have an emotional connection for you?
Yes.
Is there a memory tied to this song, or is it just a time period?
A little of both. Yeah. And don't ask me.
I won't.
No, it isn't. It's a funny reality.
There's no follow-up question.
Okay. Well, anyway, we got the essence of it. I wasn't planning on going there, but it is. Yeah, I think there are. We all have things that push our buttons. How long does it take to get the button pushed? It's a great sales tool to understand how to sell to people. I mean, that's what we do all the time. All of us are selling. Think about it for a second, especially people on the radio. We're selling ideas. We're selling ourselves. We're selling moments in the day. It's really pretty amazing how it is, especially when you realize that we are hit every day with over 3,000 messages to do something, say something, act in a certain way, buy something, go somewhere. It's really pretty incredible. Some of it is formalized as advertising, and some of it is not. I mean, think about it in a manner of speaking. When you're listening to a discussion on a radio program like this, you may agree with concepts and discussion points, and you may disagree. But you have to admit, if you're engaged, you're being sold. You're being told this is right and that may be wrong. And it's all about listening and learning. And it's a very important part of life to understand how often it is that you get these messages. It really is. So, having said that, I think I'm going to talk a little bit about the renewal, the return to those thrilling days of early in the year when we were talking nonstop about MyPillow. This is one of those instant success stories that took about, 16 years for this guy to get to the top of the heap. Somebody who couldn't sleep, didn't like his pillow, so he said, you know what, I'm going to make my own pillow. And so he has, and he's done so well that the company is on one of those trajectories that's unstoppable. And because they did so well with us earlier in the year, they're back with an interesting offer for you and your friends and your relatives. MyPillow, through the DJV program, is offering the opportunity for you to get four pillows from MyPillow and only pay for one. That's the way they celebrate coming back on board to this program. MyPillow will bring you what you want. A wonderful night's rest, good support for your head, your neck, that sort of thing. It's an adjustable, patented fill that they use. You can wash it, stays cool, and it'll stay in place through the night. You'll wake up refreshed like never before. Isn't that what you want? And here's the deal. Four pillows for the price of one. You buy one premium MyPillow, you get three more free. I don't know how... that's really the message. That's all I have to say. Okay, MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DS, or call 800-716-5989. You've all heard, you've seen this guy on television, you've heard the spot, you know what MyPillow is. You know the company, you know what it stands for, you know what the pillow is all about. So all I really have to tell you is that if you call that number now, 800-716-5989, use the promo code DS, you'll get four pillows for the price of one. That's it. The message is four pillows for the price of one. Call 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, use the promo code DS.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. Seven ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them.
Huh?
I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months. Months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
The big bong at Big Ben is about to go silent. Those of you who have been to London once, twice, 100 times, Big Ben is going to fall silent. But not forever. For 4 years, the bell will cease its regular tolling because there are extensive repairs necessary to the clock tower, which was blown up in the last James Bond movie, I think, wasn't it? If I remember correctly.
Maybe. Yeah.
Have you... it's a wonderful circle. When you drive around, you're next to the River Thames in Midtown London, and you drive around that rotary, and it surrounds you. And if you're there at the top of the hour when the bong goes off, it's something... It's just, it's an amazing reality. It's been there for so long. They're going to restore the Parliament buildings and the clock is part of the building there. Then you'll be able to, I guess, back what? Is it 2021? They'll have it fixed, I think, by then. Yeah. It's going to still bong for important national events like New Year's Eve, but just is not going to go off every hour. 21 after the hour, speaking of time here on the DJV Experience.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anybody and everybody can instantly recognize the sound of Elvis Presley, who passed away 40 years ago yesterday.
Today, actually.
Today.
16.
Yeah. All right, so Elvis passing away, the admittance of those who are in the family, the praise for him and his music, and the thanks. There were a lot of people at Graceland last night, Victoria, just to acknowledge this on its 40th year. Amazing. I can remember where I was the instant I heard that Elvis had died. Instant. One of those things. Mm-hmm. So what else would they do there to say thank you? The daughter and the wife were there?
Yeah, last night thousands of people lined up for hours to just to attend the candlelight vigil for Elvis at Graceland. And Lisa Marie Presley and Priscilla Presley were there. They thanked the crowd for coming and keeping Elvis's memory alive. And then a lot of the fans got to meet Lisa Marie because she had a big torch. And so as the line went through right before where his gravesite is at Graceland, they got to meet Lisa Marie and they lit their candles with her torch, and it was very, fans were saying it was a very personal experience, so they really are liking it.
Did you ever, has anybody ever been there beside me?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Walking around that area, it's so small. You think it's big, but it's not. And where they
But I've heard they've made some big changes.
Have they?
And I think it's in an effort to raise more money. I remember when I saw Graceland, everything dumped out into like a gift shop. And so they were really clear that they're there to make a lot of cash. But now they took out the trophy room from Graceland and they put it into a separate museum.
Really?
That you actually, it's on the property, but you have to pay like an extra $18 to go to the museum. So you pay to go to Graceland, you pay to go to the museum, you pay extra to go see the plane. So they're trying to tack on extra costs as if you want to go check the whole thing out.
People
people will pay.
Fanatics.
And apparently they built a big old hotel next door and like
did
it's
they?
Become quite
That's
the
a
thing.
Raunchy
yeah.
neighborhood.
Yeah, that hotel opened I think last fall. It was like a rundown kind of no-tell motel, and then Lisa Marie bought it and they renovated the whole thing, and now it's this big fancy boutique hotel.
Oh, good. All right. For the passing of Elvis, we note. All right, let's bring ourselves around to the reality of today. Celine Dion, who's one of the wealthiest women in music, is also a regular hockey mom. She doesn't the tour doing well. She's in Europe at the moment. She has a new boyfriend. And she has a new handbag collection. But none of those events were the reason she was dancing in an arena in Montreal. as she was in the stands of the Terrebonne Arena to cheer on her 16-year-old son while he was playing hockey. He is in town to play a friendly game with U16 Junior Golden Knights. I don't know what you ladies like the hockey. What's the story with this?
Youth hockey in Canada is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's like football in Texas. I mean,
right.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. So, not surprising that she was there. She has French-Canadian roots anyway, right? Montreal fan, so, yeah, nice, okay. She has two younger twin boys, Eddie and Nelson. Husband passed away. They're six. I think he passed away. Was it last year or the year before?
I think it's been a year now, right? Or a little over a year.
Has anybody seen the boyfriend, the new boyfriend? Has anybody seen him?
No, I haven't.
No.
Just for the heck of it.
Good for her. She can't stay a widow forever.
No. Speaking of ladies who get around, Taylor Swift, with the results of the $1 award in punitive damages from that DJ who groped her, she says she wants to give back now. So she has released a statement underscoring what she's going to do, giving to a lot of organizations that help sexual assault victims defend themselves. She said, quote, "I acknowledge the privilege that I benefit from in life, in society, and in my ability to shoulder the enormous cost of defending myself in a trial like this. My hope is to help those whose voices ought to also be heard." Good for her. 28 past the hour, DJ.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Wipe off all the sludge, the road dirt. Get ready for some more great conversation. Thank you for following us on Twitter at DJV Show. That's the name of the program. For Doug, Jen, and Victoria, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schilling, because Kara Schilling's at the controls again in our studio in Washington. And you can follow me at Doug Steffen or communicate with me at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. As we sort of queue up into the line, like all the rest of the people in our country, we have been paying and paying and paying. The more we live, the more we pay. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't like where some of the money goes. Announcement made yesterday, the feds have collected once again, for the second time this year, record amounts of individual income taxes and payroll taxes. The fiscal year goes October to the end of September. So now the numbers are in through the end of July, and according to the Treasury Department statement, the federal government collected $1,312,691,000,000 in individual income taxes in the last collection period. At the same time, it's collected 976 billion, 278 million in Social Security and other payroll taxes. So we are way ahead of the game. This is big money, big time. We're still borrowing money, though. Can you believe it? We're borrowing money even though we have this kind of income tax collection. This previous record was in fiscal 2015 when the record was $1,309,000,000,000 collected through July of that year. And now it's up. So it's just amazing. It is. We're collecting all this money, and there's not enough money to run the thing. Isn't that, it's craziness. Where's the money go? And they want to keep borrowing. And, you know, the politicians say, we're going to get everything, our house will be in order. Really? You know, in order to do what? So how do you feel about that, ladies? The money keeps rolling in, we keep spending it, and we borrow more.
Well, I mean, I typically like to run things more like a business where that's just not sustainable.
Why?
Hmm?
Why isn't it sustainable?
What, borrowing more money? I mean, what business is successful?
No. Oh, I thought you were saying that we're not...
I subscribe to a business model where that just simply isn't sustainable.
Well, Trump's a businessman. You know, how come things aren't getting fixed?
I know. It absolutely should be. There is no excuse. I think a lot of people voted for Donald Trump because they wanted a change and they wanted to see things run more like a business. And I think it's disappointing because to continue on business as usual, borrowing instead of actually cutting, it doesn't do anybody any favors.
Victoria, are your thoughts?
I agree with Jen. I mean, it's WTF.
That's a new radio station, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to WTF Radio. That'd be a great name for a program. WTF Radio. All right.
They would have so much to talk about right now, too.
I know.
All right. So now, coupled with that information, this is a little bit of a stretch in terms of goodness. We were talking, I think it was yesterday, the day before, about how people are more on vacation this year than has been the case since 2007, because people feel like they have more of a secure job, they're making more money. Well, household debt in that same period of time I was just talking about, and the fiscal year ending, well, and the period ending at the end of July, household debt has reached a new record of $12.8 trillion. Mortgage debt, higher. Auto loans, higher. Credit card balances, higher. Highest level since when we went into the tank in 2008. This is the 12th consecutive quarterly increase in household debt. The American way of life is to embrace credit. Do you have any idea, Jennifer, how much you owe?
Yeah, because it's not much. I really try not to do a lot of credit debt. I mean, most of the most of the money I owe is to my house, which I do know that amount. Because I always, one thing my dad always taught me is when you make your house payment, even if it's only $40, you always pay more than your house payment because that actually will go down and knock the principal down instead of just paying for interest.
Your father's very smart. Yeah,
no, he's a smart guy. I love him. I'm going to keep him. So, I mean, I know what I owe for my house. I know what I own for my car. I really had, at some point, I had a couple of $1,000s worth of credit debt, but I've really tried to work that down because I don't like carrying it around and paying interest on something. It just doesn't make sense.
Like an albatross.
Right. Yeah, right.
Especially 29%.
So for most purchases, unless it's something like I had to buy a couch and they offer you the credit card and it's 0% interest for a year, then at that point I might take on credit or something like that.
But the good way of looking at this, if I may, Victoria, before you tell us your story, if you want to, the total debt in our country is 67. Let me look at the chart here. Yeah, 67% of the nominal gross domestic product was 67%, the debt was 67%, as compared to 2009, 2010, when we were in the tank, and the total debt was 87%. We spit.
What does that break down to per family or per individual? Is there a number there that's broken down?
The last time we went through this, thank you for asking the question.
Because those numbers seem just sort of like imaginary numbers.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't. You can't relate to that. I think it's that every person alive owes $415 toward the debt. I think that's what I remember.
Oh, no, I meant, like, what's the average American household debt? Not towards the national debt. I mean, just in if we're talking about credit card debt and mortgages and things like that, is there a number that the average American...
The last time it doesn't... Here,
has
I don't
in
see
personal
it here.
Debt.
The average debt was $147,000, as I remember. That's spread across. So there are plenty of people that owe millions.
So that means, like, cars and mortgages.
Yeah.
Cars, mortgages, right. Right.
Credit card debt.
Because to me, that's the number that matters the most.
Well,
I mean, I know on a macroeconomic level, that's not really the right way to think about it. But to me, that's what voters vote on. It's how much has your personal debt gone down? Is, you know, are you able to save money? Are you able to pay off the debt? Those are the things that people really, at the end of the day, that's all people care about.
James Carville, genius that he is. It's the economy, stupid.
Right.
That's where that came from.
And when people say the economy, it really means
how much
is in my bank account, how much do I owe, and you know, and that's really all people care about.
That's why Trump is having a moderate degree of success, whereas if the economy were lousy,
it would be awful.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, it's not great, but it would be worse.
But under the circumstances, that's how some of this is forgiven or forgotten, even though with some people it isn't, but with some people it is, because they're thinking of themselves. I go back to what I said a few minutes ago about how many people are on vacation, how many people are buying, although the car market's not as good now as it was a couple of years ago, it's still...
But I think you made a really good point as to why that is. That has nothing to do with what's going on right now. That's because when people a few years ago all bought new cars at the same time, new cars are built so much better. And as someone who just bought a car a year ago, and I hadn't bought a new car in a long time. And new cars are so well built that you can buy a $20,000 car and it has a lot of the same bells and whistles that the $40,000 car has. Everybody's got the rear camera, you know, to park and everything. There's so many things that are built into brand new cars. It's difficult to tell if you're sitting in a new car and you don't know what kind it is. It's difficult to tell one from another. And so cars are just built way better than they ever have been before, I think. And I think that's another part of the problem, that people don't need a new car and may not need another new car for maybe another 5 years.
It lasts longer,
yeah. All right, so, Jennifer, the idea of, and I don't, this is not a political statement, but the reality of what we are spending now and political promises that are made, as was made during the campaign, we're going to get the debt down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Congress is the spender. The president just has to sign yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really, now I'm trying to remember where the debt ceiling, he did sign off on the latest extension of the debt ceiling, but the initiation of it comes because Congress is the only body that can actually authorize spending, right? Am I right on that?
And I think there's so much pressure right now trying to leverage, because of all the division that's going on, trying to leverage support within the Congress to try to get agenda items done, like infrastructure, which you would think would be a bipartisan issue. You know, some of these projects like getting tax reform done, which both, again, Democrats and Republicans have campaigned on. And so I think the president is maybe signing these debt ceiling bills to try to create some goodwill, because Congress loves to spend. They're the ones that hold the pocketbook, so that he can get some of these agenda items done. Now, I think if that doesn't happen, which it looks like it may not, I mean, things that Democrats and Republicans campaigned on that the president wants and is willing to do because they don't like him, they may hold it up. And if that's the case, I think you might see Trump launch into business mode, thinking, you know what, if I can't go this way, I'm going to help the American people by cutting the waste, fraud, and abuse that's going on. Because that's exactly what he's done in the military. One of the first orders of business for him was to send James Mattis into to figure out what he could cut as far as military spending. Yes, they're spending more on new technology, but they're also going through and looking at places where they're overspending, and I think that ultimately is good at the end of the day.
And you can do that with every department, no question about it.
Right, and you should, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, that's your responsibility. All right, let's get to some sports news that is of interest and importance. Victoria Ben Roethlisberger. I've never really pronounced it. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger.
Yep.
So he said he was going to retire, and now he's not going to retire?
I'll have mine with cheese, thank you.
Well, it's unknown. He is walking back some of those comments that he said about the CTE. When that report came out, he said it was eye-opening for him. He's been in the NFL for a while. He's had some bad injuries. He's 35. He talked about after this coming season that it might be it. Steelers fans lost their minds, and so now he's had to issue a little bit of a retraction saying, you know what, I'm just going to stay present. I'm going to get through the season. I'm not going anywhere. He's kind of calming people down because, yes, Steeler Nation, you don't mess with them. So he basically is just saying, I don't want to cause any alarm. I didn't mean to. All I'm saying is I'm going to take it day by day and season by season, and we'll go from there.
All right. Meanwhile, Jennifer, a Fox Sports reporter, didn't want to show that she was pregnant. For what reason? Why was she trying to conceal her belly? What's wrong with being a pregnant
sports
reporter?
A lot of people go, I don't want to see that, or what is she doing? I mean, how many times have we heard the stories? People being critical going, ugh, that woman is so fat on TV, and it turns out she's pregnant. I mean, people are we're in such a bad place right now. So much bullying going on. But here's a story of this particular reporter. Chris Budden was pregnant and working as a sports reporter for Fox in San Diego, and she went to great lengths to conceal her pregnancy belly. She said, quote, I went through an entire football season wearing baggy clothes and heavy coats trying to hide it. This was in a blog post that has since gone viral. She's 33 years old, and she said women in sports feel pressure to look a certain way. Quote, you feel you have to be pretty, skinny, best dressed, ageless. I also felt like there was a certain perception about female sideline reporters. I thought that if people knew I was a mom, the viewers would look at me differently, end quote. She continued on. She said it's no secret that there aren't many women in sports in their 40s. Maybe I thought that becoming a mom would pull me over the hill. In TV age, that it meant I reached the peak of my career and everything after that was downhill. Now, her post resonated with a lot of working women in all industries, and they said to have the same fears that she did. And I really do. She says it's something that women in all jobs deal with, especially women in front of the camera. There is an extra added element on their appearance that men just simply don't have to deal with. I mean, we all know the example of the 87-year-old male news reporter, anchor, who's sitting next to a woman who's going to age out at 40. As soon as she hits 40, she's going to be out of there. So there is a happy ending. She was hired by the Tennis Channel at 32 weeks pregnant after she relocated to L.A., and ESPN offered her current job as a sideline reporter for college football just 6 weeks after welcoming her son, Jace, who's now 17 months old. So some good examples of her career continuing on, even though she's a mommy now.
7 minutes before the hour, DJV time.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I paid because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Time for another service feature of the full-service DJV program. Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the Pet Show and has been, this is his 318th year. He started before Washington crossed the Delaware doing the Pet Show, and now it's everywhere, literally and figuratively. So you can check it out. I think you have a podcast on iTunes, as a matter of fact, don't you as well?
I think I do, Doug.
Yeah, I think you do, too. All right, so Warren is here to talk pets in just a moment.
Sure. You're good at what you do, but if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Capterra.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Capterra is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Capterra.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And using Capterra is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra every month. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right, so our next stop from the Pet Show is here. You can find it, petshow.com is the website. There's a continuing conversation, Warren, about grain-free pet foods. Some vets say they're no healthier. Others focus on this nutrition issue and say, yeah, it's better for your animal. I made sure Charlotte never had any grain in her diet. And it says on bags of food, grain-free. What's the issue?
You know, a lot of people's dogs react to grain. They might have a reaction to it. However, what's really changing concerns me because for all these years, and I've been doing this for a whole lot of years, before the grain-free came out, a lot of dogs were doing pretty good eating some grain that was mixed in with their food. I don't understand this entire grain-free thing. I've spoken to several veterinarians, and there's a lot of disagreement among them, as there is with raw diet versus non-raw diet. So I think what has to be done is each individual person really has to do their own research and decide what's best for their pet. I'll give you an example. Now they're coming out with gluten-free, vegan, vegetarian, all these different diets for pets. And I think there's a need for them, but I think it's really up to the consumer to really push their veterinarian when questioning him about food. Because a lot of veterinarians, they study a lot of great stuff in school, but nutrition always isn't their top priority.
All right. So then you're offering no. You say check it out. How do you check it out other than feed the stuff to the dog?
Well, you know, everything that you feed your pet should have an AFCO certification. AFCO is basically the Food and Drug Administration for animals. You want to make sure it's AFCO certified. That's important. Number one is, how is your dog doing? If you're feeding him a diet and he's doing really well on the diet and it has grain in it, why are you going to change all of a sudden? That's going to throw things off. So I think it's a conversation you need to have with your vet. And more importantly, and this is one of the advantages of the internet now, is you can go online and you can read every single study you want to read from Cornell, from University of California, Davis, all the veterinary schools talking about pro-grain versus no-grain. And I think it's important for each individual pet guardian to read those.
Last time we were together, you started a conversation about dogs keeping families together. And you wanted to extend a little more information as to how dogs do perform that. You can use your imagination a little, but what are the stats?
Well, you know, if you live within a family, let's say the typical human family, the part of the family that walks upright, okay? They argue over this, they argue over that, one wants this, one wants that. The one consistent part of the family is the dog or the cat. They're consistent in their behavior pretty much, they're consistent in their reaction pretty much. So what often happens is when people are angry with each other and they walk away, it can really calm them down just by spending time with their dog or their cat. It really brings them back in that moment, which kind of keeps the family from fighting intensely as they would if there were no dog or cat in the home.
God love them. Charlotte was great with me when it came to that sort of thing. It's such a blessing to have these animals. Just think about that. When you look at your favorite pet, think of what a blessing it is. And it's a blessing to have Warren next time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT.
or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.